Agenda item number 17.
Our friend, the striped bass. Okay, something we mentioned earlier, and I'll go in a little bit more detail, but I will not try and exhaust you with it, because I think the evaluation pretty much covered everything. We do have proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-252 pertaining to taking a striped bass. This is to comply with Addendum 4 to Amendment 6 of the Atlantic Striped Bass Interstate Fishery Management Plan. As we noted in the evaluation to the Commission, we included draft Addendum 4 in your packet so you can see the wonderful piece of work that has been put together that will be voted upon tomorrow at ASMSC up at Mystic, Connecticut. This was developed to reduce fishing mortality rates in the striped bass fishery. They were looking at adopting new proposed target reference points, and by adopting those, if that does happen tomorrow, based on the projection models, that will take a fishery which is currently not considered overfished and not overfishing, does not have overfishing occurring, and will put it into a projected overfished condition for next year. This is something I'm sure many of you dealing with fisheries management is not used to us telling you, that for proposing regulations for a not overfished and non-overfishing fishery, but they're projecting it. So that's what this addendum is doing for us. This vote on this addendum that we included in your packet will happen tomorrow. So we do not have the luxury of coming before you today and providing you the outcome. We don't have the luxury of providing you the outcome to then say we want to specifically advertise these specific measures for a December 9th public hearing. We do not have a November public hearing, so we have to come before you today and be a little creative and say we need your approval. Your advertised items as approved by ASMSC tomorrow for a December 9th public hearing, in addition to one other item. When you went through the draft addendum, you noticed a couple things. We point out a couple key things to you. So I mentioned the reference points, and they're looked at being lowered. I think that as much as the vote hasn't happened yet, I think we've all accepted it as pretty much a done deal. It's going to happen. But one of the key factors in the addendum that has been a point of contention for us, Maryland Potomac River Fisheries Commission, and the District of Columbia, is the fact that we will now, for the first time since early 2000s, will not have Chesapeake Bay dock reference point. That's pretty significant. We are being thrown in with the coastal fishery into one coastwide population of management. And that is very much a problem for the Chesapeake Bay jurisdiction. If you listened to us before in Chesapeake Bay, our fishery has a predominantly male slant, and this addendum is designed to protect females. So doing these reductions in the bay is not getting you what you think, and in the coastal fishery, these reductions may not be getting enough. But this is the approach that has been taken, and unfortunately, due to lack of some consensus at the technical committee level, this is where the board has taken us. We walked you through that, the timelines and everything. I mentioned earlier today, and I'll just point out again, whether or not we have a 25% reduction, a 17% reduction, or a 7% reduction over 3 years, they all are going to last 3 years. This is not designed to be a one and done. This is designed to put it in place and keep it here from 2015 to at least 2017. And you can imagine just a 7% is tough enough, but a 25% could be devastating to some of our industry. So this is a very big issue, obviously, that we've been dealing with. And Rob O'Reilly, who unfortunately couldn't be here today because he is at the ASMSC meeting in Mystic right now since Sunday through Thursday, is dealing with this directly. There's an 8-hour session scheduled for the Striped Bass Management Board tomorrow to do nothing but go through this addendum. It should be quite the lively show up there. So the primary issue here for the Commission is the adoption of any measures that comes out of Addendum 4, and we would need to make those effective January 1st of 2015. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have the ability to do this through our procedures. Now, a question came up at our FinFish committee about well, what if we don't like the options they give us and we want to offer up different options for just the Commonwealth, which is known as a conservation equivalency measure. That is allowed, it's adaptive management, it is allowed within the addendum if passed. However, to get a conservation equivalency measure passed, we would have to put it together, send it to the technical committee of ASMFC, have them bless it, then it has to go to the board. Well, the soonest the board would even see it is next February, and we have to be effective January 1st of 2015. So that doesn't mean we can't do it, but it means whatever comes out of tomorrow's meeting, we are going to have to deal with and probably adopt. And then if we have an alternative we want to propose, we'll have to work through the process to get the alternative passed and see where that leads us. So we're not, when we get through this in December, we're likely not done with it. But it's the first major step. One final aspect I'd like to point out from the eval toward the last part, but it really is important. And this goes back to where the jurisdictions in the Bay are pushing hard for Chesapeake Bay reference points and how we're being treated. We have a resident male stock primarily with fish on. We do get coastal migratory fish in here in the spring, obviously. Those spawners coming in for the spring run. And there are trophy fisheries in the spring, both in Virginia, the Potomac, and in Maryland, that target those fish toward the end of the spawn. Maryland's spring trophy fishery really starts sometime in April. Ours starts May 1st. Those are technically supposed to be tied to the coastal fishery management measures, but they're kind of a if you go through this addendum, you realize it didn't separate them out very well. And for many years, it has been a requirement here in Virginia that if you catch a coastal migratory trophy striped bass, you are to report that to us. And this is a recreational mandatory reporting rule. Unfortunately, it's very hard to enforce a recreational mandatory reporting rule. You have to catch them with it. And though we get some turned in to us, both through the Charter Boat Association's reporting site and through the private industries, our Saltwater Journal, we don't get many. And it's been dwindling over the last couple of years. So now we've gotten to this point where we need to also make a recommendation that we kind of treat the spring Chesapeake Bay trophy fishery with some additional measures so we can get a better handle on that number that's being taken. That only helps us in our arguments with ASMFC down the road. This is more information to use for us to look out for the bay. So what we are proposing here is that we would like to establish a spring recreational trophy permit. It is a free permit, but anyone who's targeting and looking at catching a spring trophy striped bass would need to have this permit. This would be the free permit that we have issued for the grouper tallfish permit, which are vessel permits, so we could track that fishery. And years ago, we enacted that to help stave off some issues from the South Atlantic Council, who was looking at extending their management unit northward, which would effectively have shut down our grouper tallfish fishery. So that ended up not happening, thank goodness. So what we're looking here is enact this free permit so we can get better data on that spring catch and use that along with everything else we do in trying to defend the Chesapeake Bay fishery and get these reference points going in the future. We're not letting off of that. So with that, staff is recommending advertising for a December 9th public hearing amendments to Chapter 4 BAC 20-252-10 pertaining to the taking of striped bass. Now these will include any measures adopted and approved relative to Virginia's striped bass fishery management by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Striped Bass Management Board on October 29, 2014, that is tomorrow, and provisions to establish a spring recreational striped bass trophy permit and sanctions pertaining to the failure to submit mandatory reports for spring trophy striped bass. That is our recommendation for a hearing in December.
Any questions from the commission? Request for public hearing.
Move to accept staff's recommendation for request for public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Zedron. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no's? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.